off the field, the sport has been examined more than any other as a social and cultural phenomenon central to U.S. history. I'm concerned with a different story: American baseball's projection of itself abroad, for its own sake, and also for spreading American influence around the globe. Several years ago, I began teaching and writing about baseball's meaning in U.S. culture, the subject of my book, Baseball and the American Dream. But as I looked further, I realized I was leaving out baseball's external role. The more I probed, the bigger that global projection seemed to be. The story of baseball's own foreign policy and its historic role in promoting U.S. diplomatic, military, and globalization policies has been overlooked. Yet the sport repeatedly appears in America's long history of wars, interventions, cultural missions, and diplomatic forays. Baseball has been among the main promoters of the American dream and the American way. The pieces of this story are extensive, and many of them have been explored individually. But here, I examine the big picture. What is the full history of this phenomenon, from its earliest days through the present? While this story provides a rich and intriguing history, featuring a long list of unlikely characters and improbable events, I've tried to offer more than simply a historical chronology. I'm also interested in what this neglected history tells us about baseball, America, and the world. I'm concerned about the emergence of an American empire, baseball's role in it, and the repercussions when dynasties begin to fall. In the end, I argue that baseball has been profoundly affected by a national pastime trade-off, whereby, in exchange for maintaining its status as the national game, the sport has pursued policies and alliances that have exacted a great price. At this point, in the early 21st century, baseball ought to re-examine that trade-off and consider a new direction, just as the nation itself would also be wise to do so. To create this book's larger tapestry, I'm indebted to many writers for their more specialized contributions on various aspects of this theme. The early research of David Voigt, Richard Kripal, Harold Seymour, Joel Zoss, John Bowman, and Howard Senzel first got me interested in baseball's global role. More recently, the work of Stephen Pope, Gerald Gems, Bill Brown, Mark Lamster, Thomas Zeiler, James Elfers, William Kelly, Wanda Wakefield, Mark Dyerson, Alan Berner, John Critch, Peter Jarkman, Joseph Reeves, Adrian Burgos, John Kelly, and Alan Klein has been particularly valuable. Maverick writers such as Dave Zirin, Merritt Clifton, Jim Boughton, and Bill Lee have encouraged me to rethink old perspectives. Most of all, I've been influenced by the work of Ron Briley, who likely could have written this book better than I, and whose analysis of Cold War baseball in particular has been especially instructive. I appreciate his insights and collegiality. I'd like to thank several other baseball scholars for their long-term support and for providing models of scholarly work. My gratitude goes to Roger Kahn, Gene Ardell, Lee Loewenfisch, Paul Zing, Jay Feldman, Sam Regalado, Bill Nolan, the late Jules Tigel, and particularly to George Melch, whose friendship and support I deeply appreciate. I'm grateful for the encouragement provided by Howard Nemirovsky, Dan Ardell, Kerry Huffman, Will Carroll, and Rick and Tracy Firm. My thanks for research assistance goes to Lenny DeFranza, Claudette Burke, Freddie Borowski, and Jim Gates at the Cooperstown Hall of Fame Library, and to Len Levin at the Society for American Baseball Research. I appreciate the benefit I derived from being made a member of the International Workshop on Mapping an Empire of American Sports, sponsored by Penn State University and the University of California, Berkeley, at the Bancroft Library. I'm indebted to my New Press editors, Mark Favreau, Andy Hsiao, Sarah Fan, and Faraha Norton, and their assistants, Joel Ariaratnam and Jason Ng, and to my copy editor, Gary Stimmeling, for all their work in putting the book together. At the University of San Francisco, I'm thankful for the support of my colleagues Michael Block, Brian Weiner, Jeremy Howell, Dean Rader, Jeff Brand, and my fellow Politics Department faculty, as well as administrative assistants Carrie